True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like,
whatever, dude.
Hey. Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
That video, shared thousands of times on Instagram, shows a woman identified Thursday as Christina Salometto walking to another woman's car. The 44-year-old sits on the hood, or not showing the most graphic part of the video, including when she appeared to defecate on the car.
To be able to poop on a car like that was impressive, but it was disgusting at the same sense.
Crazy.
She faces a number of charges, including indecent exposure and depositing waste on a highway.
I'm sorry, I did not mean to play all three of those clips, let alone any one of them. That's a story about a woman pooping on a car, and there's a lot more important stuff going on in the United States right now. This is Wiggins America. Welcome to it. That's just a story about a Delaware County woman who's now in custody after she allegedly defecated another person's car during a road rage incident that was captured on video that kind of went viral. But more importantly, there's some big stuff going on. The Pope. That's a big news story, right? We'll get to that in the next segment. We're going to talk about the St. Malachi prophecy. How fun is that? But first, I pulled up an article here that doesn't seem like it may be like the top news. But it's Trump's plan to fix air traffic control. And this is Secretary Sean Duffy, who's in charge of the Department of Transportation now and all that. And you go, well, you know, Pete Buttigieg was in charge of this. He was the transportation secretary for a number of years, 4 years. Why didn't we fix this stuff for those 4 years? We passed an infrastructure bill. We, as in America, the Democrats, passed an infrastructure bill. And now Secretary Duffy is going, look, we don't have enough air traffic controllers, the hardware, the software. It's all just way outdated. It's crumpled. The whole thing's falling apart. And now they've got to go to Congress and say, we need to spend more money to fix, to overhaul everything. So great job. When you see Pete Buttigieg, out there talking eloquently on Fox News, and people are going, oh, yeah, he's so good at it. Just remember this stuff. He didn't really do anything. I'm reading this from Reuters. U.S. needs billions for new radar, air traffic control facilities, telecommunications equipment. FAA remains 3,500 controllers behind targeted staffing levels, and Congress must decide how much to spend to fix the system. Secretary Sean Duffy, interestingly, is a fiscal hawk, by the way. So you know if he's asking for more money, it's because they need more money. And exactly how much he's asking for, I think I'm looking for the number, and I don't see it here. And so it may not be that he's asking for a specific number. He's just saying, look, these are things that need to be addressed, so we're going to need money. And maybe he's talking about it right now because they're doing the budget stuff. But while they're saying we need more money, he listen to what the Department of Transportation was spending money on instead of air traffic control infrastructure and flight infrastructure. This is the same, I think this is, what, a couple days ago? Last week? May 2nd, okay? Doge reports that Secretary Duffy and USDOT are terminating seven wasteful grants with an award value of $54 million and a savings of $51 million, including $6 million for collaborative planning to address safety concerns of women and gender nonconforming people. $12 million for accelerating equitable decarbonization. What does that mean? What is it doing? $6 million for hyperlocal pollution exposure inequalities in New York City. What even are these things? I can tell you what, a lot of people were making really good money on these things. I know that because when they do these grants, they don't follow up. They're just like, here, we put a label on it that says environment. And it sounds good. No follow through. So there's $54 million, $51 million in savings that they were wasting on that stuff instead of the stuff that matters to you. And the reason I bring this up is not just to make this larger point, but it's that this is the stuff the government is supposed to be focused on. And the government, for many years now, not just under one administration, but under many administrations, was wasting so much money that I don't think that we've even really gotten close to the bottom of it. Doge is a great start, but Doge needs to exist forever. It needs to not be a two-year process to find government waste. It needs to never end, constantly finding this crap. And more importantly, after you find it, keeping it from happening again. And that is the priority of this administration. Now, Congress, and this is one of the things that government should do. Infrastructure, national security, what else is there really? The rest of it, just stay out of the way. This is the stuff we pay you to do. Everything else is beyond the scope of your... That's the parameters. That's where we should draw the lines. And when you get outside that, you get stuff like this. Congress now has to pass rescissions to get rid of all this stuff. And they're not. They're dragging their feet. They could do it now. And this is what drives me crazy, is that we're in a spot where you have some fiscal hawks in Congress who are both working to make sure that we're actually cutting all this spending, because Doge finds it, then you have to codify it. And Congress isn't doing that yet. They're trying to do it as part of this big, beautiful bill and all that, but that's an even bigger issue because they're not balancing the budget. There's a lot here, and there are really good lawmakers that we've talked to on the Annie Fry Show and et cetera, who they're trying to figure out how to not just balance the budget, but balance all these different things happening at the same time, because it's a great opportunity to do it. And so when you listen to them talk, you're like, these are people aren't corrupt. They're trying to figure out how to manage, in this case, 438 people plus the Senate, 538 or 535, and get all of them on board to do something that's moving the ball in the right direction. So I get frustrated because they're still spending way more than they need to, and that's true. But there's a process to get there, and I get that there are good lawmakers who are trying really hard to get there, and that everybody's got different priorities. Look, the Democrats aren't trying at all. I mean, they're just trying to stop it and spend more. So I'm not sure why anybody would look at a Democrat in this process and go, oh, yeah, they're really representing me well. When you find $12 million for accelerating equitable decarbonization and $6 million for collaborative planning to address safety concerns of women and gender nonconforming people instead of fixing the air traffic control system, that's where your money was going. Why anybody would look at that and go, wow, oh, yeah, I support the Democrats here who are the ones who are protecting that stuff. But again, the most important things of the week is what we're talking about here. Here's a quick clip from Secretary Sean Duffy.
To be able to poop on a car like that was impressive, but it was disgusting at the same sense.
Crazy.
Dang it, I apologize. Like I said, I'm trying to focus on the important stuff, and I keep hitting the wrong buttons. But since we're talking, you know, if you just tuned in, you missed the beginning of the segment. There's a Delaware County woman who's now in custody after she allegedly, even though it's on video, defecated on another person's car during a road rage incident that was captured on video. This isn't important, but police said the 44-year-old Christina Solometto of Ridley Park got out of her car in a road rage incident and got up on the hood of the other person's car and pulled her pants down and pooped on the car. This has sparked all kinds of jokes. I don't think it's funny, but the viral video has really, it's making people in Delaware County really upset. And that's what I wanted to just get out there is that here's a quote from the police chief. I know it's being joked on a lot. There's all kinds of puns and innuendos online, but bottom line, we're treating it seriously. It can't happen in this community. No town wants this to happen in their town, said the police chief. The recognition a town gets over this kind of thing is really unwelcome. We don't want this. So it's my job is just I'm trying to bury it. I don't want this to get out. You know, clips like this.
She faces a number of charges, including indecent exposure and depositing waste on a highway.
When a lady poops on a car and road rage, that's between her and that driver and that community. This is not something that I believe should be a part of any sort of broadcast. And so I'm just kind of doing that as a PSA. We'll be right back to talk about the Popes.
Wiggins America.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In light of all of the, you could call it the conclave, or you could call it Popomania. Either way, I'm fine with it. In light of Popomania, I thought that we would revisit the old prophecy of Saint Malachi. Are you familiar with this? This is something that a lot of people have heard of. So if you haven't, it's okay. But in the last couple decades, this has gotten quite a bit of attention. Now, if you're unfamiliar with it, I'll set it up for you. In 1590... a guy named Malachi, who eventually was sainted by the Catholic Church, gave a list of 112 popes that would come after that point. So after 1590 or 1595. I think it was published in 1595, but it was written in 1590. So there's really no record of it until 1595. So... a lot of people think these are very much like Nostradamus, where they, you know, you can apply whatever meaning you want to them, but they were written, I think, in Latin, and each pope was given one phrase. So it would be something like "from a castle of the Tiber," and that would be the original. That was the first one, and that would be Pope Celestine the Second. And they'd say, oh, well, he was born in a castle from the Tiberium region or something like that. They go, oh, yeah, well, it's very accurate. And so obviously the farther you get away, the harder it would be. So, but they're very loose. Like, they are very Nostradamus-y, where you can kind of go, well, this would mean this, right? So, and just for clarification, it gets interesting after, I guess I should say, he gives a line about lots of the popes that already had been up until that point. So 1 through 74 of them are ones that were already happened. He's saying God gave me a line about each of these popes. Of course, where they get interesting is from then on, when he's projecting forward all of these popes that he hasn't seen yet. That's where you'd go, well, that would have to be God, because he could just write whatever he want about things that had already happened. But it's once you get into the prophecy part that it gets interesting, and it gets up to, again, 112. And some of them are just, like Pope Benedict, for instance, very recent, the Pope before last. He was, the line was Glory of the Olive, and he came from the Olivetian branch of the Benedictine order. And you're like, okay, whatever. You can kind of apply that there if you want to. But then there are other ones that are really interesting, like Pope John Paul II, the one right before Pope Benedict. Pope John Paul II, the line about him is from the labor of the sun / of the eclipse of the sun. So you go, okay, well, what does that mean? Well, factually, Pope John Paul II was born on an eclipse, and then there was an eclipse at his funeral. Pretty wild. I mean, that's like, wow, that's cool stuff. And so it depends on the Pope. Some of them seem like pretty accurate, like that one. Other ones, you go, I don't really know. So that brings us to the present day. Of the 112 popes that he has a line about, guess what number Pope Francis was? Well, there's a little bit of consternation about that, because he was supposed to be Pope number 112. So naturally now people are going, oh, well, maybe we read that last one wrong. So let me read the 112th one to you. It says, in the all of the rest of them are one line, Glory of the Olive, of the labor of the sun, eclipse of the sun, of the half moon. It's just like boom, boom, boom. But the last one is very long. It says, in the final persecution of the Holy Roman Church, there will sit Peter the Roman, who will pasture his sheep in many tribulations. And when these things are finished, the city of seven hills, Rome, will be destroyed, and the dreadful judge will judge his people. The end. That's the last one. And there's no more after that. So, because a lot of people have put a lot of trust and faith in these things, they're looking at this one now, and this was also before. I'm not saying this is just now that they're doing this. A lot of people have said that that one, which is very long, is actually two different popes, and that the way the Latin is written, it should be the first one, the 112th, would be in the final persecution of the Holy Roman Church, there will sit a person, and that would be number 112. That means, if you take it that way, that the final one, this next one, is number 113, that says Peter the Roman, who will pasture his sheep in many tribulations, and when these things are finished, the city of seven hills, that is Rome, will be destroyed, and the dreadful judge will judge his people. The end. Pretty interesting stuff, isn't it? Just the fact that we're right there. Now, you could compare this to a lot of these prophecies that come and go, like the Mayan calendar, for instance, of 2012, where it ended. You know, that was supposed to be the end of the world. So will this actually be the last pope? Well, it could have been that we've already gotten past that, depending on your interpretation of St. Malachi's last prophecy. But, you know, it's still relevant. Now, if we get past this next pope, I don't know how you're going to backdate it and change it. But I still think this is just really interesting stuff. And the way that that's written, I've just always been fascinated by it. I'm generally interested in prophecy. And I've learned a lot, and I feel like I've gone nowhere. I just go in circles when I listen to quote-unquote prophets nowadays or old. You know, a lot of them I just throw out and go, no. These people, you know, you can go on YouTube and find thousands of people who are self-proclaimed prophets, and you're like, I just don't believe you. And maybe you are. It doesn't mean you're not. It just means I don't know how to trust you, so I'm not going to. I'm going to be discerning about that. I'm going to be Berean about that. But these kind of things are interesting, especially when a lot of people for a lot of years, I mean, the Catholic Church and many, many others have known about this prophecy since the 1590s. And it's been a part of, you know, the history of the church in a way. And now here we are at the very end of the prophecies. It's just interesting, isn't it? All right, we'll take a short break, and we will be right back with more modern events. I got to say, the Pope memes that have come out since Thursday have been pretty good. The American Pope. I saw one where they had him. Now, we covered it live here on 97.1. Actually, I was covering it for like most of the 11 o'clock hour when it was happening. And then right when the Andy Fry Show started is when the new Pope, Leo the 14th, came out. And his name is Robert Privost from Chicago. And man, somebody took that video of him coming out and put Freebird to it and said, the American Pope. That was really funny. I saw one that said, even the Pope, the tariffs are working. Even the Pope is now made in America. This is the very first Pope to have saved big money at Menards. Mine, though, the one that I just keep waiting to use, because I'm trying to be respectful, you know, I'm not Catholic, so I don't want to, you know, be irreverent to the Pope. I've read a lot about this guy, and it sounds like you really can't pin him down on any particular issue, but on social issues, abortion and so forth, he seems pretty conservative. There's the whole he's a Republican thing. He's voted in several Republican primaries. That's cool. I mean, I don't really know. I'd almost rather not know and just let him speak to the issues of the moment and then find out, because then you'll know, right? But everybody speaks very highly of the guy. But I just can't wait till we get past this moment where I can start calling him Pope Bob from Chicago, because that's what he is. My father-in-law, my wife is from Chicago. My father-in-law absolutely sounded like a Chicagoan. He would always have that accent. He's talking about the Bears and all that stuff. He died in 2011, but he would have gotten a huge kick out of this. But anyway, moving on, let's talk about the FBI and some of the DOJ stuff from this week. Now, it's been a big week for the FBI and the DOJ because they have announced that, And I'm rattling this off from memory, but they kind of busted up a child sex trafficking ring and made over 200 arrests in this ring. Now, the reason you didn't hear a whole lot about it is because it wasn't celebrities. It wasn't the Epstein list. It wasn't Diddy parties. It wasn't any of that stuff. But this stuff really exists. And so I looked up, were there any big busts like this during the Biden administration? The answer is yes, there were, but it was like they kind of buried it. Because what happened, here's the difference. Thank God that the FBI is finding these things. Was it the priority of the FBI? I don't know. Were they just have some task forces that were focused on this? I don't know. But I do know this. When Biden's FBI / DOJ made these arrests and busted these things up, it was few and far between, but they did some. They didn't really do any press about it. They would put out a press release, but that was it. Conversely, when this DOJ has done it, Pam Bondi came out and gave a big press conference and talked about, this is a priority for us. We are coming for you. That's great. That's the difference, is that, yes, the FBI was doing it, but the messaging matters. You know, telling criminals that they are on watch matters, because it probably stops some crime if people think that there's going to be real punishment for these things. So that's a big one. But I wanted to play this audio too, because it really feels like the adults are back in charge. When you hear the head of the FBI sit down for a congressional hearing with this representative who was in charge of the impeachment hearings, here you go.
As you and the president continue to weaponize and investigate his perceived enemies, as you follow this blueprint, when can I, a former impeachment manager, expect the FBI at my door?
Okay, let's stop it right there, because what she's saying, this is Representative Madeline Dean, what she's saying is, I am a former impeachment manager of the president, but what I'm accusing you of is going after your political enemies legally or illegally. And so I'm saying, as this representative Madeline Dean, that it is wrong to go after your political enemies like that. I am an impeachment manager. So she was the one who did that. She went after her political enemies legally. And she's saying to Kash Patel, now that I've done that, is it possible that you would come after me as political retribution? Here's what he says.
Ma'am, you want to know who was targeted by a weaponized FBI? Me. You want to know how and why?
Well,
you want to know what I'm doing to fix it?
Let me move on.
Well, you should read the book, because there's no enemies list on that book. There are people that violated their constitutional obligations and their duties to the American people, and they were rightly called out, and you should give that book to every one of your constituents so they can read about it.
I won't be doing that.
That's their loss.
That's their loss. Hey, I outlined this in my book, which you have right in front of you, that, and so you already knew this, that the FBI was used to target me. And you're telling me that that you're worried about me targeting you? I'm the one that you came after, or at least your side did. Unbelievable. She had to have known that he was going to say that. So later in this clip, I didn't pull it because they go back and forth so much that it's like it kind of gets lost. But later in this exchange, she says again to him, well, you've committed perjury. And he goes, tell me how I've committed perjury. Explain to me how I have perjured myself, because I think you're just saying things to get donation hits. You're using this as theater. You're wanting a 20-second soundbite to put out for donation hits, and I'm not going to give it to you. That is so great, because that's exactly what this is. But what's so weird about it is that she, even if she is trying to just get a donation hit, which absolutely she is trying to do, and in fact, that Shri guy, I can't remember his last name, Thandahar, who put forth new impeachment papers toward the president now, like this was last week, they found out, he's $600,000 in debt, and he's just trying to raise money. We're to a point in America where doing this kind of thing is how you just fundraise. Like, I'm gonna put forth an impeachment of the president because I need to raise a little money. that's sad. I mean, she's here talking about weaponization of the legal system, and this is what she's doing. I mean, she's actively weaponizing this theater that she's holding right now for her own benefit and to a guy who was actually targeted by the actual FBI. I don't know if the irony is lost on them, but you talk about losing an argument. I mean, it was that fast that he didn't even have to think about it. Do you know who was targeted? Me, you stupid idiot. All right, hang on. We'll be right back.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the country's going bankrupt. We still haven't passed a balanced budget. Even if they do pass the big, beautiful bill, it'll still take us further into debt. I'm pointing that out because it's Republicans that are trying to pass it. Now, they're going to spend less than Democrats did in the last one, but you're still going into debt. I don't know. So what is the House of Representatives doing in the Senate? Well, here's what the House is doing anyway. The House of Representatives voted 211 to 206, so it easily passed, to make President Donald Trump's name change for the Gulf of America permanent on Thursday morning. So instead of working on the bill, maybe they're doing that all simultaneously. Anyway, no Democrats voted for this bill, as was expected. Representative Don Bacon from Nebraska was the only Republican to vote against the bill. Not sure why old Bacon couldn't get on board. The legislation was led by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. So we'll go to her to find out why this was so important. Her quote is, "This is such an important thing to do for the American people. The American people deserve pride in their country, and they deserve pride in the waters that we own, that we protect with our military and our Coast Guard and all of our businesses that prosper along these waters." Not sure I follow why that was that important still, but she says, but Democrats are outraged today. They are outraged because they love the cartels more than any other people in the world, more than the American people. Okay, that seems like a separate point, but anyway, I mean, I really don't get the point. I thought it was just kind of a troll thing that he was doing, and now the House has voted to make it official. Okay. Anyway, they're working on a bill, a spending bill still. And like I said, though, I want to focus on the important stuff. I don't really feel like that's that important, but I do feel like this is important.
To be able to poop on a car like that was impressive, but it was disgusting at the same sense.
Crazy.
Dang it, I keep doing that. That's like the fourth time in this show that I've played the wrong clip. Again, if you missed the beginning of the show, that's a story about a woman who got mad in a road rage incident and got on the other person's car hood and pooped on it. I'm not trying to focus on that right now. Here's the clip I meant to play.
There is
unseen by most, an underworld. A place that is just as real, but not as brightly lit. A dark side.
Yeah, this really is a tale from the dark side, because I don't know what to think of it. Most of the time when I play the Tales from the Dark Side theme there, it's about something horrible that Democrats are doing that may not be getting a lot of attention. But this one is, I don't know that this is a Democrat thing, but it really hasn't gotten any attention. I'll read the headline to you from the New York Post. Bush official, her name is Catherine Austin Fitz. She served as the secretary or assistant secretary of housing and urban development for housing between 89 and 90. Bush official claims U.S. built secret $21 trillion underground city for rich and powerful people to live if near extinction event happens. She's got credentials. She's talking about them building a city, an underground city, for $21 trillion, and she was the housing and urban development director for a while. She says, and this was on Tucker Carlson that she said all this, that $6.5 trillion had gone to unsupported adjustments or spending in fiscal 2025. Given the Army, this is her saying this, given the Army's $122 billion budget, that meant unsupported adjustments were 54 times higher the spending than authorized by Congress. So if you're not following the numbers there, let me break it down a little bit more. She says the Army at the time had a budget of $122 billion. Then all of a sudden, she sees something come through that costs for the Army to build $6.5 trillion. And she's like, no. This is not. She assumed, I think she goes on to say this in a quote, that I assumed they meant $6.5 billion and had written it wrong. So she looked up the report herself because that was so far exceeding the actual Army budget that she says, quote, I found the report myself, and sure enough, it was $6.5 trillion. According to Fitz, who worked as an investment banker before joining the Bush administration, that money was used to fund the development of what she described as an underground base, city infrastructure, and transportation system that has been kept hidden from the public. She says, one of the things I've looked at in the process of looking at where all this money is going is the underground base, city infrastructure, and transportation system that's been built, she said. We have built an extraordinary number of underground bases and supposedly transportation systems. She told Tucker Carlson that she spent 2 years researching where this $21 trillion had gone. So I'm not sure how it goes from $6.5 trillion to $21 trillion. Maybe it's over a couple of years. Alleging that she uncovered evidence that there are 170 secret facilities in the U.S. alone, explaining that she had a team of investigators comb through all the data and all the allegations of underground bases in order to make a guess as to how many might exist. So she was in charge of this, where she was an assistant HUD director, and even she didn't know because this was going through the Army. Highly classified stuff. Additionally, Fitz alleged that several of these bases are located beneath oceans, not just underground. Quote, we systematically went through and tried to guess, estimate, or nail down, basically, she kind of gets wordy, of how many underground bases there are, both underground in the United States, but also underground under oceans around the United States. And our estimate was 170 based on where the money was going, with a transportation network that connects all 170. These are wild claims. And I, as usual, I usually try to think, well, what would it take to actually pull that off? So the money's there, apparently. $21 trillion. Yeah, you could do it for that much, especially back then. But what about the people involved? Wouldn't there be some sort of leak? I mean, that's a lot of people it would take to build this stuff. So somebody somewhere you'd think would have said something after they left the military or they left the government. these kind of things, they filter out and they become conspiracy theories because there's just chatter about them. There's no real evidence until somebody comes out like this and busts it. But I've never heard of this at all. So that makes me a little skeptical of it. The other reason I would be skeptical is that Donald Trump just says everything all the time. If it's on his mind, he'll just say it. And a lot of times he doesn't come out and make a major announcement about something like this. He'll just be talking about whatever. He'll say, oh yeah, you're really going after the cartels right now. MS-13 is a really bad gang. You know, we should throw them in one of those underground cities that we have, that we built several years ago. Those things are crazy. Can you believe that? They're all connected, 170 of them. But these terrorists, they got to go. And the courts have really got to get on board with my actions to get rid of MS-13. That's how he would do it. He would just drop it. So either he doesn't know they exist, or he is not who I think he is, because he doesn't seem to have a filter and just sort of puts that stuff out there. So those are the reasons why I'm skeptical that this actually happened. But her claims still would imply that something happened. So it doesn't necessarily mean they were actually building full underground cities, but I could see them building bases that weren't as extravagant as this article is making them out to be. And whether there were 170 of them or not, we don't know. But, you know, that could be considered national security. So maybe Trump would be a little bit tight-lipped about that. I just think that aliens, Bigfoot, you know, the big conspiracy stuff, I don't think they're telling him. I think there's a system in place that, at least in his first term, the deep state, the Washington establishment, just wouldn't tell him stuff. And we know that that's true because his own generals, after the fact, would say that they would have conversations without him with China, for instance. I think that was Mark Milley that was saying that. Oh, yeah, we had to go to China and tell them, listen, the president may say one thing, but this is what we're going to actually do. That's on record as happening. So I believe that in his first term, there were a lot of things that they were keeping from him. Now we're in the second, though. And we have leaders like Pete Hegseth, like Tulsi Gabbard, like RFK, specific more to the intelligence community than the health community. But you have people in charge of these agencies now, and they've really only been charged for like a month and a half, 2 months, most of them, because it took a while to get them processed. But if there is this stuff, you know, the JFK assassination, it's all been declassified. Doesn't mean we found anything, you know, super important in them, but that stuff is coming out. So I believe that if there is a vast network of underground cities in the next 4 years, that's the kind of stuff we're really going to find out about. This is Wiggins America. Thank you for being here this week. We will see you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.